Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
All right, went 4-2 again last week. Gator, time for you to get hot.
Yeah, it is.
You're due for a good day. I'm 9-6 on the season, 3-0 in the locks. Gator, you're 5-10, 1-2 in the locks. Start with the college games. I'm looking at one of the Big Ten. Maryland's got one of the most exciting young quarterbacks in the country. They are getting 10 points at Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin wins the game, but these are not the same old Badgers. I will take Maryland plus the 10.
You don't think they're the same old Badgers, huh?
Nope.
Okay. Fair enough. I tend to agree. They're not the same old Badgers. I like to look at Army against North Texas. Army is a team that can really control things on the ground, and sometimes it works in a way that the clock is just bled and there's low scoring. But more often than not, they score a lot. And North Texas can score too. The over-under set at 51 points. I like the over in this one.
51. Got it. Next up, the Fighting Illini. Brett Bielema are on the road and getting 4.5 at Indiana. I'm a believer in the Illini. Indiana, not as much. So, again, I will take the Big Ten road dog and the points. Illinois plus 4.5.
This game, low-key, might be the best game over the weekend. I'm really interested in this one because you're right. This is, let's find out. Is Cignetti for real with Indiana? Is Bielema for real in the Fighting Altmyers? Are they going to get things done? I like that game. Syracuse, I like going with Orange. Syracuse is at Clemson, speaking of Orange. The over-under set at 54.5 points. Clemson is just weird this year. What the hell is Clemson? At some point, you feel like they're going to wake up, and I think they can score some points. This is why I'm taking the over. I don't care if they win or not, but scoring is going to have to happen. Syracuse scores a ton of points. I like the over set at 54.5.
Okay. I got an over-under as well. I'm looking at Tennessee versus UAB. Tennessee
or Orange
has the big game letdown the week following that huge Georgia showdown. The total on this one is 69. Yeah. I will take the under on UAB Tennessee.
Doug?
That's, by the way, my car house lock of the week.
Nice. Let's go out west, shall we? The Battle of Oregon. The Beavers and the Ducks. This is a tough rivalry right here. Oregon's the better team for sure, but I don't know if they're going to cover. I got scared last week when they didn't cover, but they will still score a bunch of points. The over-under is set at 56.5. That's only 8 touchdowns. Oregon get that alone, but there's going to be some scoring back and forth because it is a rivalry game. I like the over 56.5 between Oregon and Oregon State.
Did you just play 3 overs?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Overs are fun, Gator.
Yes, they are. You can just root for scoring.
Yep.
Next up, NFL. I hinted at this earlier. I like Cleveland plus the 7.5 at home against Green Bay.
Doug, I will start with Indianapolis at Tennessee. The Colts are giving up 4 points. We talked about this with the NFL questions early in the week. Is Indianapolis for real, and who's the worst team? I think Tennessee is the worst team. I don't necessarily think Indianapolis is for real in terms of being a Super Bowl contender, but I do think they are in terms of winning their division. This will be one of those games. Giving up just 4 points on the road at a bad team. Shoot the boot, lock of the week. I like the Colts.
Wow. All right. Next up, Jets and Tampa. The total there is 43.5. I'll play the over 43.5, Jets and Tampa.
Minnesota is at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, you mentioned both quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks, are out for this game. That makes it interesting. Jake Browning and Carson Wentz, respectively. Here's the thing. I may not be a big Carson Wentz guy, but they got something going on in Minnesota where they can bring quarterbacks that bring the best out of them. With those weapons they have, let's see what you can do. And with that offense, I think Minnesota is able to handle what Cincinnati is going to bring defensively. I like the Vikings at home. That's the key part. -3 versus Cincinnati.
All right, my final pick is a pick 'em. It's Dallas and Chicago. Actually, I can't believe I'm saying this. I like this Cowboys team more than I ever imagined I would. I will take Dallas to win this one outright in a pick 'em with Chicago.
Lastly, Doug, we got a game being played at Los Angeles. The Chargers are hosting the Denver Broncos. This one is set with over and under of 46. I think this is going to be a really high-scoring affair. Broncos are no joke. Bo Nix is an outstanding quarterback. They're well-coached. They're ready to roll. And the Chargers also a very well-coached team with Jim Harbaugh, and they have a lot of things going offensively for them. I like over 46.
All right, every week, Kang endorses a pick and hates on one. Which one do you like the most this week, Kang?
Doug, I like your call, the Cowboys over the Chicago Bears. I think Dak Prescott's actually been playing really well this year. Last week, the defense gave a bunch of moon balls to Russell Wilson, but I don't think Caleb Williams is going to do the same thing. I like the Cowboys over the Bears. Good pick.
All right, and which one do you hate?
Gator, I'm going to go against your lock, shoot the boot lock of the week. Indy at Tennessee. I think Cam Ward gets his first win at home. I'm not sold on Indy and Daniel Jones. There's going to be a game or two at least where he just looks like Daniel Jones. I think this might be the week it happens. So I'm going to take Tennessee in the points there, man.
What if I told you that he gets hurt and Anthony Richardson comes in relief?
Colts by 100.
There it is.
There it is. Those are our picks. Do with them what you will. I got to take off. Got a flight to catch out to Lincoln. So this is going to be interesting. Gator's going to have to throw it to the Gator Rant himself.
Oh.
Now throw it to yourself, Gator.
Have you thought about how to do that?
Sound right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
All right, so Kang, I did not put this on my if I bet it. And I'm kind of questioning why I didn't, and I'm sure you're questioning as well. When it comes to the Lions game, when we talked to Birchie to start the hour, we asked Birchie for his prediction. He's like, "Oh, you guys first." And we didn't give our predictions on it. And Birchie reluctantly said he thinks that the Ravens offense is going to be a little too much, and the Ravens win at 38-31. I was ready to answer the question. We were up against the break, did not do it, and then we get to the if I bet it, and I realized I didn't include this game and if I bet it. I told you off the air what I was going to do, but now I'll tell everyone what I was going to say. And I know people can call me a homer, whatever. I don't care. I'm not lying to the audience. I do feel that the Baltimore Ravens are formidable as hell. I think offensively they are. It's a headache. It's a problem. And I think the Lions are going to try to limit as much they can the way that Baltimore runs the football. And I think because they're going to try to do that, it's going to keep the Ravens from scoring, say, 40 points. I think Baltimore scores. And I think they may even hit the 30 range. But I think the Lions' offense, I think this is what's overrated. I think Baltimore's defense might be overrated. I think people automatically associate Ravens' defense and they think the days of Ray Lewis. And we're well past that. Now, they've had plenty of teams recently that have shown up to be pretty good defensively. But this is another hang another year on these guys. And I don't think they're anywhere near as formidable defensively as they have been in the past. And I do think the Lions' offense, it's not just because they played the Bears and they threw up 500 yards in offense and all that and 52 points. I do think the Lions' offense is very good. And I don't think the Ravens have the equivalent of Micah Parsons or whatever the hell Green Bay was throwing at the Lions in that first game of the season when the Lions just weren't ready for it. I like the Lions winning this one. And I like Will's score of 38-31, but Will had that in the favor of the Ravens. I actually think it's going to be the other way around. I think the Lions offense is really going to throw a bunch of points at them, and it will be a bit of a shootout. But in the end, Lions win. And you've got that number of 22 touchdowns and zero interceptions that Lamar Jackson is thrown for on Monday Night Football. Here comes the first interception. That's the way I feel about it.
If you like the high scoring like that, and I think the number is only 53.5 with the Ravens Lions. Yeah. You should definitely have had the over in your football picks, because you're well over. If you got over 30 points for each team, you're well over.
That I am.
And that should have been on your picks, man.
That's okay. I can always, I can still actually bet it.
Yes,
on Monday.
You can. It's if I bet it, but now you can.
Yes, but now I can. And because it's Monday night, it kind of gets its own spotlight on Monday's show, because we're going to be very Lions heavy on Monday as we normally are. But normally it's the recap of the weekend of what happened the day before. This time it'll be a big time preview of that game. There'll be more information coming out. I think it's very curious to see if what the status is come game day for those players been out, but they returned to practice. So that's good news for all of them, except for Marcus Davenport, which who knows, whatever's going to happen with him. You hope for the best, but you expect probably the worst. But that's how I feel. What did you think?
Say this about the Ravens. Yeah, they might not be the Ray Lewis defense of the past, but they still got really good players over there. Kyle Hamilton.
He's great.
He's fantastic. Marlon Humphrey's a really good corner. Roquan Smith. So I think they had a bad quarter versus the Bills, which I think everyone's thinking that they have a bad defense now. I don't think so. The issue is, though, the Lions do have a really good offense. So we'll see who wins out Monday night, but it should be a fantastic game.
Rico Beard joins us. Rico.
Gentlemen.
Getting excited for the weekend? Oh, is this another day you're pissed at us because we get to get out earlier?
Yep.
Yep. 100%. 100%.
I'd rather be cutting the grass right now.
Not a bad day to cut grass. Although, I'm not sure how much the grass needs to be cut given that we've had no rain. But if you have sprinklers, then I guess you're growing the grass. But
that's true.
Feels like we haven't had rain in a couple weeks. What's coming up on the show today?
We're going to talk about a couple things. One, for the steak fans, we're just going to ask the question. Are you guys really cashing out, or are you standing up to watch this game? Because to me, you're watching the game.
100%.
You can sit, I'm not going to watch this game, and I'm just going to wait. No, you're not. You're going to watch the game. And whether they win. Now, if it's a blowout by halftime, you may be asleep. Can't fault you there. Also, is this I hate using the word referendum, guys, but a put up or shut up for Bryce Underwood. Not that he's saying it, but look, I keep hearing all these great things. So we broke him out last week against Central Michigan. Is this the game that will define what he is this year? Because I don't know going into this. It's him versus Raiola, the two most hyped quarterbacks in the last 2 years for the Big Ten, going against each other. Is this that game for Bryce Underwood that – look, if he goes out there and he lights it up, pound your chest, you can get the Gus. I don't know if you've seen the Gus Johnson hype video for him.
No, I won't watch it. But
it's sad.
I would think this is more of a game for, if you're going to call, I wouldn't say it's a referendum by any means, for a kid who's making his third start or fourth start of the year in his career. If anything, it's on Raiola. He's the guy that had all the hype coming in last year. He wasn't all that great. This year, team's starting off 3-0. He's playing at home in front of the hometown fans. They're the ones taking on the ranked team. They got something to prove.
Good point.
So I think it's more on Raiola, way more on Raiola than it is on Underwood.
Good point. And then, we'll probably touch upon the Davenport not practicing.
Yeah.
Who could have saw this coming?
I think it's something we're going to deal with all season long. But but you knew that. I mean, everybody knew that. Even the Lions knew it. That's why the contract they gave was incentive laden based on game by game. But
I know.
All right, we'll see. Hey, appreciate it. You guys coming up next. And we leave you every Friday with some way to try to finagle getting your TV time and your football viewing.
Just snatch the remote. That's it.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.